The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. There in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul writes, obey your parents in all things, not just when you agree with your parents or feel like obeying them. Obey them in all things, Paul says, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It's well-pleasing to Him.
Have you ever disagreed with your parents? Of course you have. But did you know that God expects you to obey them no matter what? Today, Pastor Dan shares this well-known verse and helps unpack all the relevant details that make this scripture applicable to your life. If you're still living with your parents and starting to think you should skip this episode, don't. The applications you will hear are equally as valuable for you as they are for your parents. After all, we are all children of God and must obey. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Chapter 20, Ephesians, Proverbs, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you speak to us out of your word every week and every time we open it. And Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher. Lord, I pray for all of us here that you would open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to your word tonight. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would be upon me to teach your word this evening. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's just start out by reading through the Ten Commandments in verse 2. It says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. So that's the Ten Commandments. We will look at commandment number 5, the fifth commandment in verse 12, honor your father and your mother. And we're going to spend the next 27 weeks on this commandment. We're going to memorize it in several different languages. I've got some songs that we're going to sing. It's going to be a glorious thing. Now, just as you may recall, the first four commandments concern our relationship with God, or our vertical relationship. Beginning now with commandment number five, this is the first commandment concerning our horizontal relationships, or our relationships with our fellow man. And remember, Jesus summed up the Ten Commandments in Matthew chapter 22, where he said, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So the first four commandments teach us to love God, while the last six teach us to love our neighbor. This fifth commandment is, as I said, it's the first commandment regarding our relationship to our fellow man. And this commandment is the first regarding our relationship with our fellow man, because honoring your father and your mother shapes all of our other relationships, whether you realize that or not. It's foundational to all other relationships. So you could say, loving your neighbor begins with honoring your parents. Civilized society, listen to me, civilized society is built on families and family relationships and children honoring their parents. This is why totalitarian regimes and Marxist organizations attempt to dismantle the family, because they're trying to dismantle society. Totalitarian regimes and Marxist organizations and Marxist governments, they attempt to dismantle faith in God. They want the people to be atheists, and they attempt to dismantle the family unit. Because those types of regimes and those types of organizations, they realize the way to destroy a nation is to destroy the family. And they want you not putting your faith in a God as the authority in your life and not seeing your parents as the authority in your life. They want you seeing the government as the authority in your life. They don't want the children honoring their parents. They want them submitting to the government as the supreme authority. People learn how to properly function in society in the family from their parents. People learn about order and structure and obeying authority and following rules and respecting others and gratitude and hard work and personal responsibility in the family from their parents. That's why this commandment is so foundational, and it's so important, and it's foundational to how we relate to other people. Parents and family are the building blocks of society. Now, the Bible tells us that one of the things that will characterize the last days before Jesus Christ returns to the earth will be children will be disobedient to parents. And we see this in several places in the New Testament. I'll just read one to you. If you're taking notes, you can jot down 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, where it says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. But they'll have a form of godliness, but denying its power." And so there, Paul tells us in the last days, perilous times will come, and part of the perilous times will include children disobedient to parents. So disobedience to parents will be part of the last days. It will become common in the last days. And again, that doesn't mean just that children will be exceptionally naughty in the last days. That's a sign that society will be breaking down in the last days. In fact, Romans chapter 1 tells us disobedience to parents is a sign of a society that has been given over by God to judgment. It's a sign of a society that is given over to its sin and rebellion. And God in his judgment is just taking his hands of grace and blessing off of that society and has given them over. And it's a sign that society, as part of God's judgment, is just self-destructing. And it's characterized in part by children disobedient to parents. So look at verse 12 here, the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. And by the way, the Bible in no way endorses same-sex marriage. You'd never see honor your mothers or honor your fathers. It's honor your mother and your father. It's always heterosexual marriage. Honor here, the word honor, it means kabod. The Hebrew word is kabod. It means weightiness or a heaviness. The idea here is give your father and your mother the weight they deserve or the value they deserve or the importance or the significance they deserve because of the position of authority God has given them over you. Not because your parents are always deserving of honor, not because your parents are always honorable, but because God has appointed them to be your parents. Because God has given them this position in your life to be an authority over you. Therefore, they are worthy of honor because they're your parents. Not because they do a perfect job all the time, but because God has ordained them to be your parents, and so you honor them. You put weight upon that relationship.
Pastor Dan will share the second half of today's message in just a moment. But first, he'd like to take a moment to tell you how you can receive prayer for your needs.
Do you need prayer today? Every week we receive prayer requests from our listeners. If you need prayer for anything at all, we would like to pray for you right now. You can share your prayer request with us through our website, calvaryec.com. Again, that's calvaryec.com, or through our church app, or by calling us at 410-491-4592. And can I ask you to pray for us as well? Pray for the Ring of Truth radio ministry as we bring the Word of God to those who need it.
Thanks, Pastor Dan, and thank you for praying. Now, let's finish today's message.
Now, I want to look at the New Testament counterpart to this command. So turn with me over to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. So here the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Spirit, instead of saying just honor your father and mother, Paul writes, children, obey your parents. You see that in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Paul says this is right. Why should you obey your parents? Well, number one, because God commands it. And number two, because it's right. It's just the right thing to do for a child to obey his or her parents. It's right in God's sight. And so we honor our parents by obeying them. We honor our parents by obeying them. Over in Colossians, you don't have to turn there. I'll just read it to you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. There in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul writes, obey your parents in all things, not just when you agree with your parents or feel like obeying them. Obey them in all things. Paul says, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It's well-pleasing to him. Pleases God when children obey their parents. When you disobey your parents, it does not please the Lord. And it doesn't honor the Lord. So disobeying dishonors your parents and does not please the Lord and breaks the fifth commandment. Again, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, the commandment says, obey your parents in all things. Just like Ephesians 6, verse 1 here says, obey your parents in the Lord. But there is a limitation. There is a limitation to that commandment. For example, if your parents ask you to do something that is illegal, your parents ask you to do something that's against the law, well, you don't have to obey them then. Or if your parents ask you to violate God's word in some way, your parents ask you to violate God's word in some way, you should obey God rather than man. Obedience to God trumps obedience to parents. And even in that case, if your parents ask you to do something that violates God's word, that should be done with humility and reverence and respect for your parents when you disobey them, because they're your parents. So you still honor your parents even as you're not willing to break God's law or God's commandments to obey them. So there are a couple limitations to this. Again, if they ask you to do something illegal or they ask you to do something that violates God's word, but otherwise, obeying your parents is right. It's the right thing to do, and it's pleasing to the Lord. Now, of course, parents should not expect the same obedience from grown children that they should expect from young children. Or parents should not expect obedience from their adult children that are living on their own outside the house, or their adult children who are married. That's not really reasonable, right? Genesis chapter 2, you leave and cleave. You leave your parents, you cleave to your spouse. And so parents of adult children can't really expect their children or demand their children obey them. So again, there's limitations to this commandment, but even adult children should seek ways that they can honor their father and their mother. Even if you're out of the house, you're married, you're an adult, you're older, you have kids of your own, you still seek ways to honor your parents. You know, over in Matthew chapter 15, Jesus rebukes the religious leaders because they were not honoring their parents. In Matthew chapter 15, Jesus says in verse 4, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to the Lord, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus have you made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition, you hypocrites." Here's what they were doing in those days. These are adults. They've got adult parents, elderly parents. And in that culture, in that day, the children took care of the elderly parents. They didn't have Social Security. You know, you didn't have a 401k or anything like that. And so when your parents got old, the children would bring them into the home, and the parents would come to live with the adult children, and the adult children would take care of the parents. What these hypocrites were doing is they were saying, well, we would take care of our parents, but this money we would spend for our parents' care, we've actually dedicated that to God, and we plan on giving it to God, so we really can't afford to take care of our elderly parents now because we're dedicating this money to God. And Jesus says, you're just trying to create a loophole to get around the commandment and get out of taking care of your parents in their old age. So, you should honor your parents. Even when you're older, you should honor your parents. Look for ways to honor your parents when they're elderly and you're an adult. Now, back here in Ephesians chapter 6, again in verse 1, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So this commandment, it requires obedience from children. This commandment requires children to obey their parents. Now listen, please, parents, if you're a parent here, please listen. This commandment implies that parents are requiring obedience from their children. This commandment implies, parents, that you are requiring and asking obedience from your children. And so I want to talk to parents for just a few moments now. Parents, require obedience from your children. Require obedience from your children. Train your children to be obedient to your instructions. Train your children to be respectful. Require obedience from them. And require obedience from your children the first time you tell them to do something. You should not tell your children to do something two or three times before they do it. You should not count to three with your kids, because you're training your children that they don't have to obey until the number three. Don't count to three with your kids. Don't negotiate with your children to get obedience from them. You're not a hostage. You don't need to enter into a hostage negotiation like your kids are terrorists or something. Don't negotiate with your children, because you're not a hostage to your children unless you've allowed yourself to become a hostage to your children. Don't bribe your children to get obedience from them. Well, if you do this, I'll buy you ice cream on the way home. Don't be passive parents. Don't be passive parents who act helpless about controlling their children and allow their children to be out of control in public. Don't be passive parents. You're the parent. You're in charge. The kids are not in charge. You're in charge. The kids don't decide what you do. You decide what you do. You're the parent. You're bigger than they are. And so parents, explain your expectations to your children and then require obedience and discipline your children if they do not obey you. Correct your kids. Now, I have three kids. I realize this takes work. This takes consistency. We don't expect our kids to be perfect all the time. It's labor intensive when they're young, but it's worth it. And it's biblical. It's biblical. Passive parenting does not produce respectful kids. It produces children that are not very pleasant to be around for other people. Training your children to be obedient and to be respectful and to have gratitude is biblical.
He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Ring of Truth just brought you another great verse-by-verse teaching with Pastor Dan Sexton. Aren't you glad you stuck around to listen? We trust today's words touched your life in a very real and personal way. Pastor Dan has been staying in the book of Exodus with its stories of redemption and so much more. You don't want to miss a single episode. And if by chance you already have, just go to calvaryec.com to catch up. While you're there, check out our app to get other messages. Follow us on Facebook and iTunes too. If you don't know that much about us or what we believe, make sure to visit the About tab. It will fill you in on what we're all about here. Are you in the Maryland area? Come visit us either Sunday morning or Thursday evening. Times can be found at calvaryec.com, so make sure to go there now. Meeting you face-to-face would be such a privilege. Our time with you has come to an end today, and so for now we say goodbye. But before we go, would you give us a call at 410-491-4592 and let us know how this program spoke to you today? Again, that's 410-491-4592. We always appreciate hearing from our listeners. Thank you from Columbia, Maryland, for listening to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft and am. Well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.